Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
In 3, 2, 1.
7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie O'Call and this is the Sweat 7. You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes. Welcome back to the Sweat 7. We're going to be moving through an upper body workout today. So 30 seconds on each of these 7 moves, 30 seconds rest in between. We're going to be kicking off with your inchworm, so rolling it all the way down to the mat, walking it out, walking it back up, and then into your forward reaches, one side, then the other from your high plank position. Before we drop it onto your stomach for your dorsal raises, also known as Supermans or superheroes, and then onto your back for your hollow body hold for 30 seconds. Then we come back to your shoulders for some press-ups, followed by some plank rolls, so rocking those hips and heels from one side to the other, and then we finish with a high to low plank. Now, if any of those moves don't make sense, or you might know them by a different name, just check out the videos on Instagram and on Twitter at TheSweat7Pod, and you can see me doing all those exercises with more or less perfect form, just so you know what is coming your way. But we're going to get started with those inchworms. So dropping chin to chest, walking it all the way out. We go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So 30 seconds on your inchworms, dropping chin to chest. And then curling down through the spine till your hands touch the mat, then walking them out to that high plank position, pausing for a second or so, and then walking your hands back towards your feet, rolling all the way back up, rolling your shoulders back, coming back to it. 10 more seconds, let's get one or two more in. Good, you got 5, 3, 2, 1. Good, really nice work. So in 30 seconds, we're coming into your forward reaches. So we're going to set up into a high plank position, then reach one arm forward, bringing the bicep next to the ear, putting that hand down, moving to the other side. And what I want you to think about here is keeping those hips nice and stable. So we go in 10 seconds time.
9, 8, 7, 6.
In 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Into those forward reaches. So taking your time through these first few exercises. To be honest, none of the exercises today need to happen quickly. They're all about strength and stability through your core and through your upper body. So 15 seconds here as we reach one arm forward, place it back down to the mat, and then the other side. Good. You have got 5 seconds on these forward reaches. 3, 2, 1. Great work. So in 30 seconds time, we're going to be bringing it all the way down to the mat, chest to floor, forehead to the floor, hands to your temples. We lift up through the back into those dorsal raises or those superheroes, lifting the chest up off the mat, squeezing through your back to make that happen. And making sure we're moving through the back rather than moving through the neck. So keeping the chin tucked towards your chest, forehead comes down to the mat. into your dorsal raises, lifting up through the spine and then lowering back down. Good, just 30 seconds here, trying to keep the tops of the feet on the floor as we lift up and lower back down for 10 more seconds. Good, last 5 seconds. 3, 2, and 1. Stunning. 30 seconds to rest. We're going to bring it onto your back for your hollow body hold. So to set up for this, lying on your back, we keep the lower back on the floor as we bring the head and shoulders off the mat, reaching the fingertips forward, dropping the chin towards the chest. And legs can either stay at tabletop or we can extend them out as long as we keep that lower back pressed firmly into the mat. We're going in 5 seconds, finding that position where we can hold into 1. Go. So we find that position where we can hold that hollow body, squeezing the belly button in towards the spine, sometimes called a hollow dish, as you'll hopefully be able to see from the shape that your body is making. You are more than halfway there. Hold it for 10 more seconds, even if that means we need to lift the legs up a little bit higher or bend the knees. We hold for 5, 3, 2, and 1. Good, really nice work. So now we make things a little bit more spicy as we come to the end of this workout. We're going to come into your press-ups. And that's in 15 seconds time. So setting up in your high plank position into your press-ups, dropping your chest down towards the mat, making sure those hips aren't dropping.
10, 9, 8.
We come into your press-ups in 5 seconds time. In 3, 2, 1. Good. Into those press-ups, dropping that chest all the way down and then pushing the ground away. 30 seconds on your press-ups. Do what we can with them, but I want you to focus on range. I want you to focus on getting that chest all the way down to the mat or about an inch from it. 10 more seconds. Give me a couple more press-ups. You have got another 5 seconds on them. 3, 2, 1. Let's give those shoulders a little bit of a rest. Next move we're coming into is your plank rolls, your low plank rolls. So you're going to be setting up in a low plank position. Shoulders will be stacked over your elbows. And then from there, you're just going to be rocking your hips and heels from one side of the mat to the other. So making a nice arc with those hips and heels.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
In 5 seconds time. In 3, 2, 1. Good. So we think about drawing an arc with your hips as we drop from one side of the mat to the other. It doesn't have to be a huge range of motion here. I don't need to come all the way to the side to the point where your elbow is off the floor and we're just kind of resting on one hip on one side. Keep it controlled. Keep it moving. 10 more seconds. Good. You have got 5, 3, 2, 1. Great work. We are going to finish this off then with high to low planks. So here we can start to bring a little bit more pace, really challenging the shoulders and the core for this last move. So from your high plank, dropping down onto your forearms and then pushing back up to that high plank, that whole body moving in a perfect plank
10,
position.
9, 8, 7, 6.
We go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good, high to low plank. We drop down and back up. Down, down, up, up, pushing the ground away as we move up into that high plank position. Down on the left, up on the left, down on the right, up on the right. We are halfway there. This is your final move. Keep breathing, push through it. 10 more seconds. Good, really nice work. You've got 5 seconds. 3, 2, One.
And rest.
And you are done. Well done. They really creep up on you, those seven moves. But you did it. You made it through. Why not take a second while you're there on your mat to just lie on your back, catch your breath, feel your heart rate coming back down to something like normal, and just feel the appreciation in your body for getting through another 7-minute workout. Whether that was how you chose to start the day or end your week, either way, very grateful for you joining me here on the Sweat 7, and I will see you back here for another one very soon.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.